CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 15th of February, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Support the RSGB contest committees. Learn your freedoms and restrictions in relation to repeaters, gateways and packet radio in marches tonight at 8. Check your club details are up to date on Club Finder. The RSGB Contest Support Committee, HF Contest Committee and VHF Contest Committee are looking for volunteers who can organise, support and manage the Society's contesting activities. While applications from experienced contesters are welcome, the committee would also be pleased to hear from radio amateurs who are new to contesting. If you are interested in volunteering, please contact RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, in the first instance via golfmike.deltaechopapatango@rsgb.org.uk. In February 2024, Ofcom made significant changes to the amateur radio licensing conditions. How has that affected your freedoms and restrictions in relation to repeaters, gateways and packet radio? In the next episode of Tonight at 8, two members of the RSGB Emerging Technology Coordination Committee will answer this question for you. Join Steve Morton, F4VTF, and John McCulloch, GI4BWM, live on Monday the 2nd of March via the RSGB's YouTube channel or via its special BATC channel. If you have a question on this topic, ensure you watch the webinar live and submit your question via the live chat feature. You can find out more by going to rsgb.org/webinars. If you are a member of an RSGB affiliated club or society, the RSGB is encouraging you to check that your organisation's details are up to date on Club Finder. The RSGB Club Finder allows people to search for local amateur radio groups. Those people could want to join your club. Find out more about amateur radio before taking their foundation licence exam, or could perhaps need support for British Science Week activities. Updating your listing is easy. Just log into your club's membership services account and go to the UK Club Finder section. The form includes a section called Meeting Details, where you can add helpful information about disabled access as well as details about both physical and online meetings. The Society will update Club Finder with any new data between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. every Friday afternoon. If you wish your latest information to appear before the weekend, please ensure you update your details before 3 p.m. on Fridays. If you have any questions about the process, please contact membership@rsgb.org.uk. Among the many informative and engaging displays at the RSGB National Radio Centre, you'll find information highlighting the contribution to the war effort made by voluntary interceptors who were RSGB members during World War II. It is this topic that Josephine Saunders explores in her compelling article, Listening for Victory, published in Britain magazine. The four-page feature looks at the role that radio amateurs played in the war and how RSGB volunteers now help to bring this history to life at the RSGB National Radio Centre. She also looks at some wide-ranging activities on offer at the NRC, such as Find the Spy Transmitter, event held last year. Subscribers to the magazine can read the feature on page 63. It can also be read by going to tinyurl.com/National Radio Center with an RE. Participation from radio amateurs in this year's British Science Week is already looking to exceed last year's. A number of clubs and groups are looking to set up SCEDs, ranging from South Derbyshire and Ashby Wolves Amateur Radio Group to Crowthorne in Wokingham without NMI Men's Shed. A SCED is pre-arranged radio contact with another radio operator scheduled time and on a particular frequency. Find out more about these opportunities by going to rsgb.org/BravoSierraWhiskey and selecting events happening near you from the right-hand menu. For those unable to attend the memorial service for Dr. Julian Ganaway, G3YJF, tomorrow, Monday the 16th of February, the service can be viewed online at watch.OscarBravoIndiaTangoUniformSierra.com. That's watch.obitus.com. The login details are available via the RSGB's Silent Key web page. And finally, a date for your diary. The 14th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, will be held on Saturday the 31st of October 2026 at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island, Fife, Scotland. There will be an optional dinner in the evening at a local hotel. Further updates will be provided on the GMRT website at golfmicroundtable.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, the Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society's Radioactive Fair is taking place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Cheshire, CW5-5DG. The doors are open from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. On Sunday, the 1st of March, the Exeter Radio Rally will take place at the Ken Centre, EX67UE. The rally will include a bring-and-buy area, disabled facilities, catering and free car parking. The entry fee is £3. Traders can gain entry from 8 a.m. and the doors are open to the public at 10 a.m. For more information, email Bill, G7AKJ, via Bravo India, Lima Lima, Whiskey Romeo Echo November Charlie Hotel, 2123 at btinternet.com. Now the special event news. Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society will be using special call sign GB100MKG with Milton Keynes Girl Guiding. Join Thinking Day on the air weekend. The station will be on the air from 11 a.m. on Saturday the 21st of February and throughout the day. Operators will be running primarily on the 40, 17 and 15 meter bands as well as the QO100 satellite. Using SSB, FT4 and FT8, contacts will also be possible. Special event station Tango Mike 23 Alpha Alpha Whiskey is on the air until the 2nd of March to celebrate the 23rd Antarctic Activity Week. Look for activity on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via F8, DVD or the Bureau. For more information visit qrz.com. Barut S53BV is active as Sierra 9 Bravo Victor from Sao Tome, AF023, until Friday the 20th of February. He's operating using CW and SSB on the 60, 40, 30 and 15 meter bands, QSL via OQRS only. Walt W0CP and Mary K0ZV are active as Victor 31 Delta Juliet and Victor 31 Delta Kilo from Palencia in Belize until the 27th of February. They're using CW, FT4, FT8 and SSB. Look for activity on the 160 to 10 meter bands, QSL via OQRS, Logbook of the World or direct. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest started at 00 hours UTC on Saturday the 14th and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number. The PACC contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 14th and runs until 1200 UTC today. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. PA stations also send their province reference. On Tuesday, the 17th of February, the RSDB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 19th of February, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 21st and runs until 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 22nd of February. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. American stations also send their state, and Canadian stations send their province. The REF contest starts at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 21st of February and runs until 1800 UTC on Sunday the 22nd. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 22nd of February, the UK Microwave Group EHF band contest runs from 0800 to 1700 UTC using all modes on the 76 to 241 gigahertz frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 12th of February. It's been a good time for HFDX. Settled geomagnetic conditions and a fairly high solar flux index have meant the IR sphere has had time to shine. With the KP index not exceeding 4.33 and generally being in the 1s and 2s, coupled with the solar flux index in the 160s, this has meant that the upper HF bands have been humming. This is despite the relatively minor C and M class solar flares. DX heard or worked this week includes stations in Vietnam, India, Australia and New Zealand on the 10-meter band, even with modestly equipped stations. DX being chased includes the KP5-NP3VI De Soco Island, the expedition near Puerto Rico. This has been difficult, often because they are running low power on their remotely controlled rigs, but UK stations have got through on all bands from 40 to 10 metres. Due to deteriorating sea conditions, they've delayed equipment recovery until the 3rd of March, so you still have time to work them. The next big de-expedition to look forward is the 3Y0K expedition from Bouvet Island. Due to technical problems with their ship, the operation has now been delayed and will now start around the 26th of February. With the pass to Bouvet being almost due south from the UK, propagation predictions suggest that the pass should be open from around 0730 UTC until 1830 UTC, up to 10 metres, with 21 MHz being open from around 0800 to 1000 UTC, and again from 1600 to 1800 UTC. Outside these times, look for a path on the 20 or even 30 or 40 meter bands in the evening and at night. FT8 will be the most favourable mode, but CW and SSB are possible. However, remember, they will be using split frequency operation. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will increase to be in the 160 to 180 range. Geomagnetic conditions may start the week settled, with a predicted KP index of 2, but we may expect more unsettled conditions as the week progresses, with a predicted KP index of 4 from the 16th until the 21st of February. So, get your HFDX in early next week. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather is often described as blocked when we see long-lasting high pressure, which hangs around for weeks at a time and is a gift for tropo on VHF. However, right next door to a blocked high, you will probably find a low-pressure region, which is also blocked for the same reason. Currently, we are in the middle of a prolonged period of blocked low pressure, hence the rain and absence of tropo. The position of the low varies a bit, of course, so sometimes we will have milder southerly winds with rain, and at other times, colder northerlies with snow. We have the full variety in the coming week also, and that means no tropo for VHF operators, but plenty of rain scatter for the gigahertz folk. The meteor scatter position hasn't changed since last week's news, so we're once again confined to random activity, and for this, early morning hours are usually best. Aurora alerts continue to trickle through, and as we approach the spring equinox, the chances of auroras improve, but there's a little way to go yet. And lastly, our thoughts of sporadic E remain dormant, since we are some way short of the typical early season openings of late April and May. As usual, consider checking the propquest.co.uk graphs occasionally, which have shown minor peaks of the FOES, or critical frequency of the sporadic E layer, in the early evening on some days. The moon reached perigee, closest point to the Earth, on Tuesday the 10th of February. The moon is moving towards apogee on Sunday the 22nd of February, meaning path loss will gradually increase throughout the week as the moon's distance grows. Cosmic background noise is relatively low during this period, which helps maintain a better signal-to-noise ratio. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links, where known. This week again, this is coverage from my local VHF and UHF service area, so to speak, and all of Wales, starting with the southwest, centred on Bristol. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Friday from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at The Chantry, Thornbury. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club has on-air activity and a Natter Night on Wednesday from 8 p.m. Weston-super-Mare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Weston-super-Mare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club, well, there's a Crystal Set Challenge discussion on Thursday. Now in Wales, Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 10 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Flonidale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Llanelli Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society hosts a meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursday from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9 p.m. Also on Tuesdays, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Salon Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7:30 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10-9SH. That ends this week's GBTRS News broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS-schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.